Attunement. You arrive at a friend's door and knock. When she answers, instead of the usual smile and warm hug, you're greeted with a quiet hello and a slight frown. As you step inside, she tells you that her pet has just passed away. Her mood will dictate the next steps. She may be very upset and in need of comfort, or perhaps she feels sad but prefers not to dwell on it. You might offer a shoulder for her to cry on or try to lighten the atmosphere with stories and jokes. This ability to sense and respond to emotions is known as attunement, which is essential for nurturing strong, close relationships. Humans are inherently social creatures who thrive on connection, a need that begins at birth when babies look to their caregivers' faces for smiles and reassurance. As we grow, we develop skills that help us cultivate meaningful relationships. Attunement is a fundamental social skill that involves recognizing our own emotions as well as those of others and using that awareness to connect with them. When two individuals are attuned, they share a profound emotional bond. This connection can occur in various situations, such as a parent and child playing together, two people engaging in a deep conversation, or jazz musicians creating music in harmony. Each of these instances reflects a strong emotional connection. Sadly, attunement has become less common in today's fast-paced world. Busy schedules and social media often result in brief, superficial interactions, leaving many people feeling isolated. How to prepare for better conversations? Imagine your friend is telling you a long and complicated story about their recent relationship troubles. It's really important to them, but you're finding it hard to focus. Your mind is racing with thoughts about work, your to-do list, or maybe you're just fighting off sleep. This is where the idea of relaxed awareness comes in. To be truly present and understand what your friend is going through, you need to be in the right mental and physical state. Your body needs to be calm, and your mind needs to be alert. Psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi calls this a flow state. Think of it like when a top athlete, like Michael Jordan, is completely focused and calm while playing basketball. You don't need to be a pro to achieve this. You can start by practicing mindfulness meditation. Sit comfortably, breathe deeply, and pay attention to how your body feels. Don't worry about clearing your mind, just let your thoughts come and go. With practice, you'll get better at recognizing stress and calming yourself down. Over time, you'll be able to enter a state of relaxed awareness whenever you need to truly connect with someone. Why Oprah Winfrey is a superstar? Oprah Winfrey is one of the most famous people in the world. Her daytime talk show attracted millions of viewers for decades, and today her Super Soul Sunday series is still hugely popular. But what makes Oprah such a star? It's not just her charming personality, though many people enjoy listening to her. Oprah's real talent lies in her ability to listen. The most memorable and touching moments of her career have come from her interviews. When people talk to Oprah, they often open up and share their deepest thoughts. This talent for making people feel heard is special, but it's also a skill you can develop. There's a big difference between just hearing what people say and listening to them. Usually, we only hear words and pick out key details. This works for simple tasks like giving directions, but to truly connect with someone, you need to practice deeper listening. This involves three main things. First, you need to give your full attention to the other person. This means blocking out distractions and focusing on all the ways they communicate, including their tone of voice, facial expressions, and body language. These details help you understand their emotions better. The second is synchrony. This happens when you naturally match the tone, movements, and expressions of the person you're talking to. Research shows that during deep conversations, our brains even start working in the same rhythm. The last part of listening is emotional empathy. This means you start to feel what the other person feels. For example, if you listen to a sad story, you might start to feel sad too. This empathy shows that you're truly connecting with the other person. Misattribution and cognitive empathy. Meet Naomi and Oliver. They're friends who agreed to meet for coffee, but things don't go as planned. Oliver arrives 15 minutes late without apologizing. Then, when Naomi asks friendly questions, Oliver's answers are short and harsh. Naomi leaves thinking Oliver has become rude and self-centered. But in reality, Oliver was just given terrible medical news at the doctor's office, and that's why he was late and distracted. If Naomi knew Oliver's situation, she might have been more understanding. Similarly, if Oliver understood Naomi's perspective, he might have shared his news. Both friends could have used a bit more understanding. One of the best feelings is when you feel truly understood by others. It's what we look for in friendships and relationships. But often, we feel misunderstood or fail to understand others. This happens because of a concept called misattribution. Misattribution is when we wrongly guess why someone behaves a certain way. We can never fully share experiences or expectations with someone else, so what seems rude or irrational to one person might seem polite or logical to another. To overcome misattribution, you can practice cognitive empathy. While emotional empathy is about sharing feelings, cognitive empathy is about understanding what someone else thinks. To get where someone's coming from, you need to see things from their perspective. It's not always easy, but you can start by stepping back from situations and thinking about them objectively. For example, instead of getting offended by Oliver, Naomi could ask herself why he might be acting this way and what she might do in his situation. Mutual responsiveness. Two figure skaters glide across the ice, perfectly in sync. A comedian makes a crowd laugh and then hits them with another joke. Two friends talk late into the night, with one listening carefully as the other shares her feelings. Though these activities seem different, they have something important in common: mutual responsiveness. Mutual responsiveness is the final step needed for two people to become truly in tune with each other. To understand this, remember that attunement means sensing another person's emotional state. We've already talked about relaxed awareness for creating the right conditions for attunement, and how synchrony and cognitive empathy help connect with others. Mutual responsiveness is what you do once you've reached attunement. It's about noticing your partner's emotions and needs and reacting to them. Sometimes this is done consciously, like a parent using a funny voice to connect with a child. In conversations or other interactions, it's called contingent responsivity, where people respond to each other's signals in a back-and-forth way. This skill is crucial for any situation that needs smooth interaction, from casual talks to quick-witted comedy. Mutual responsiveness also helps manage conflicts. If someone is upset, you can calm the situation by mirroring their emotions but in a calmer way. By reflecting a more peaceful version of their feelings, you show you understand them and invite them to calm down as well. If you're in attunement, they'll likely respond to this offer. Artificial attunement. In 1950, British mathematician Alan Turing proposed a test. Imagine texting someone in a room next door. What if that someone wasn't human but a computer? Could you tell? So far, no computer has passed this Turing test, but that might change soon. Researchers worldwide are striving to create machines that can convincingly mimic human interaction. Computers today are more advanced than ever, thanks to technologies like machine learning. They can outplay humans in complex games like chess and poker. However, they still struggle to mimic attunement, the deep human connection formed through empathy, where people share emotions and understanding. Virtual assistants like Siri or Alexa can understand our commands but lack the fluidity of human conversation. Amazon is developing technology to detect human emotions from voice tones, aiming to make interactions more natural and attuned. Yet, artificial attunement raises ethical concerns. If misused, it could manipulate people into revealing personal information or alter their behaviors. It could even reduce human interaction if machines become more appealing than people. Skills like relaxed awareness, active listening, and mutual responsiveness can help solve these everyday problems. Attunement, or connecting in this way, can start with small victories. But what about the bigger issues in your life or society? Can attunement help with those, too? Moments of attunement might seem like rare, special moments, but they need to be practiced regularly. It's about making attunement a habit in your daily life. For example, before a stressful event, you could take a few seconds for relaxed awareness through deep breathing or meditation. Then, during the event, you should focus on active listening and mutual responsiveness to improve the interaction. As you practice, attunement will become easier and more natural. Over time, this can make your life less stressful. Attunement is a tool for addressing societal problems. Attunement isn't just for personal issues, it can also help solve larger societal problems. For instance, in politics, problems often get worse when people don't listen to each other. By focusing on attunement, both leaders and everyday people might find common ground and new ways to work together. For example, movements like Black Lives Matter show that attunement can bridge gaps. These movements encourage conversations about racism, listening to others' experiences, and finding understanding. Progress takes time, but with ongoing effort, attunement can lead to real change. Key points. 1. Being fully present with relaxed awareness helps you connect with others more effectively. 2. Active listening involves focusing on words, tone, and body language to truly understand someone. 3. Misattribution happens when we wrongly judge others' behavior due to a lack of context. 4. Cognitive empathy helps us understand others' perspectives, reducing misunderstandings. 5. Mutual responsiveness means reacting to someone's emotional signals thoughtfully. 6. Practicing attunement in daily life can solve small problems and improve relationships.